Victoria's Racing Heartland. This is the only program dedicated to Victorian country racing. Welcome to the Country Racing Show. It's got it all.
I can feel this day. I can see this day. It's got it all.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Country Racing Show. Got a huge show for you coming up as we look back on the week that was and look ahead. And I can't wait to spin a yarn with Simon Wild, who took the recent Warrnambool Cup meeting and the Grand Annual meetings by storm down at the Bull. It'll be great to have a chat to Simon. And as always, we do it with the very lovely Maggie Payne. How are you, Maggie?
Great, thanks, Michael.
Good to be here. Had a good
week? Yeah, it's been a big week. It's been great.
It certainly has. And of course, Darren Galley. How are you, Dazza?
Fantastic. Thank you, Michael. Looking forward to the Royal Wedding big time.
Now, you are a very big Meghan Markle fan, aren't you?
Love her work in Suits.
Suits? Well. Where did you get that from? Well done. So much so, he's actually wearing the Meghan mask as we speak.
I am indeed.
Have you got one of those bathers?
There's a bather?
Haven't you seen the bathers?
No.
The one piece.
Should I?
Big picture of Harry and a big picture of Meghan. Are you a Royal Wedding watcher? Will you be having a party?
No, I'm not. It can come and go. Like I'm happy for them. Good luck to them. But no, it's definitely not on my radar. But it's being shoved down my ears. But good luck to them.
Yeah, good luck to them. Let's talk about something that is important, because over the weekend, not only did we have a huge weekend of racing, but it was a huge one for the country or the picnic racing circuit, because we had the annual Picnic Racing Club Awards. And take us through some of the winners, Maggie, because these are names that have become synonymous with the picnic circuit.
They have, Michael, and as we've spoken about before on previous shows, it's been a huge picnic season, with most of the awards coming down to the wire and that last meeting at Healesville on Golden Thong Day. So, yeah, they held their annual awards on Saturday, and the Picnic Club of the Year went to the Mansfield District Racing Club, who obviously race on Easter Monday, and they've done a great job, the Mansfield Club, and they've put on a great meeting this year. Trainer of the Year went to Troy Kilgour. Horse of the Year, Delightful Spirit, who we saw have those few wins throughout the year. And leading rider went to Courtney Pace, and she also won the Barry Ryan medal, which is chosen by the stewards, so well done, Courtney. And a great one that I thought, up-and-coming rider to Maddie Morris, who's a second-year jockey. She's flying 7 wins for the season, 20% strike rate, so good to see Maddie get in there and get an award.
Yeah, she's a jockey of the future on the picnic circuit, but Courtney Pace, Daz, she's building up a very, very impressive CV.
And works hard, and I think rode at almost every picnic meeting across the season. Missed a couple, I think, with injury. But other than that, I think she travelled across about 30 of the 33 meetings. So good reward for her to win the award for, the third year in a row. I think it's the second Barry Ryan medal. So she's had a fantastic season, and just strength to strength for her.
Yeah, and well done to everyone involved around the picnic circuit. It's been another fabulous season. We had a ball when we went up to Hillsville. We'll be doing that again next season as well. And we'll be counting down for the start of next year, which is on Cox Plate Day on the 27th of October, the next
season.
Not
far away.
It'll be here before you know it.
Absolutely.
There is no doubt about that. Well, that was our little look back on the awards for the Picnic Racing Club. Let's now look back on the week that was.
On the Country Racing Show, the Country Racing Week That Was.
Let's start with Donald last Saturday, Maggie, and what a day it was for Paul Prusca and his team.
It was a huge day for him out at Donald, and not only at Donald, in South Australia and at Morphettville and SA Derby Day. So his team's flying at the moment. I think only a month ago, him and Talia Hope had a double at Caulfield. So he had the three winners at Donald, and I Am Someone, I think, who did win at Morphettville. It was a really impressive win, coming off a win at Horsham in the Maiden and then winning it in Adelaide's a great start for the Prusca stable. I think it's just going to go up and better things, Darren.
A really tough win too, I think it was, that I Am Someone. I think sat outside the leaders, came around the turn. It looked like it might have been in trouble, but gee, it fought on really strongly the last 100 or so metres.
And you told me about a Paul Prusca horse, you know they are going to be very well prepared. He's a fabulous horseman, so well done. That's a massive day for the stable to have winners across two states on Sunday, Mother's Day. I'm sure you would have looked after both of your mothers very well, and it was a great jumps meet at Ballarat, and Like a Carousel is building a nice little record as a jumper.
He certainly is. I think he might be a horse to follow, particularly going into next season at Warrnambool, as long as staying races over the jumps. I think Kenny Keys might have a nice one on his plate there. And also, we got another win in the day later in the day on the flat with Gold Label Miss in race 7. Also, a nice win for Captain Harry for the year and Yendall combination. I think we already had 4 planned to go into that race. One scratched at the barrier, one who failed to leave the barrier.
He bunny jumped out. He didn't want to leave, and then he just bunny jumped. So it was a funny kind of race. So
yes, he was.
He pulled away and got the win, didn't he?
Well, Captain Harry's got the form around perfect state going back through its form. So he's a very smart horse moving forward as well. So the punters would have been happy that Weary was to the fore again. And at Bairnsdale on Sunday, when we speak of big-name trainers, I think we've mentioned before, if Mick Price takes a horse to Bairnsdale, you just want to follow. And the punters got it right again.
They did, and that's what happened in the first race at Bairnsdale. He took it over, combined with Dale Smith, with True Myth, $1.80. The punters found it, and it broke its maiden at start three. So after running 2 seconds, it was a good day for Mick Price. But also running on the day was the Linden Oak Cup, Darren.
Certainly was, Maggie. A great win there for Houston Street for our good friend Gavin Bedgood, who we spoke to on the show a few months ago. So let's hear the race, how it went.
Houston Street tries to bullock into the clear and give chase to Zimzada, and is making progress now. 200 left to go. It's Zimzada with Houston Street and Chilean Wonder making their moves together. It's Houston Street by a neck on Chilean Wonder, who's trying to go with him. Chilean Wonder and Houston Street. Houston Street ahead on Chilean Wonder, and Houston Street first up for the new stable wins by a head on Chilean Wonder.
Yeah, good win there by Houston Street. And Gavin Bedgood, I'm a Richmond supporter, but from what I hear, he's another level. Is he just an absolutely mad Tiger man?
I think so. And that, mind you, there's a lot of them now that weren't here maybe this time last year. The wagon's very full. But look, he had a fantastic day. He's had a fantastic few months, I think, with winners all over the place. He also is the manager for the jock, Brian Higgins.
So he gets a double pay.
Yes, he did get a double pay. So Brian had a win as well. I think he actually won again later in the day. And then we actually spoke to Gavin way back in February when his horse... Melodonian or Melodidio, I can't remember the name of the horse now, actually won the Healesville Cup.
And I think it was Gavin's first professional winner at Bairnsdale on Sunday. So well done to the team. He's obviously a regular.
How many has he got?
I think he's only got the three in work, based out at Cranbourne. But yeah, it's an impressive effort, isn't it, just to get that professional win, and even better with Brian on board.
Oh, well done to Gavin Bedgood. Those little stables, we love to see them get a big win because it means so much to them. And we might get him on and have a chat in the coming weeks as well. So well done to the stable taking out the feature race at Bairnsdale on Sunday. Also, good day for Noel Callow as well, who's certainly punching around plenty of winners.
He made his trip to Sydney pretty short, back to Melbourne, and actually riding winners, as you say, Michael.
Monday, Hamilton, the familiar names to the fore again, a treble for Weir and Johnny Allen. And great to see Quinny Scott and Mel Julius combine for a win, both the ambassadors of the Warrnambool May Carnival.
Yeah, a horse that we actually followed through the carnival, that's Safari, I think ran around in the Tyrrell race at good odds, but backed up here and won nicely, I think, for about $3.60. But also, as you said, a good day for Weir and Hell Crimson, who was a horse that was tipped into that Tyrrell race, I think, at Warrnambool, was scratched, actually gets up and wins at $6. And then also in race three, Karmic, with Johnny Allen, won at $19. You don't see that with Darren Weir too often, a horse winning at double figure odds at that price.
First starter, I think. So you just want to follow Weary anytime he's got a nice runner. Doesn't matter whether they drift. That horse that you mentioned opened up $2.70. The two-year-old drifted out to $6 and still got the money. On Tuesday, Mick Price, another double. And Fighting Harada, he's shown a lot of potential and he delivered.
He did, and it was a good win for the Mick Price team, and obviously combining with Michael Walker those first three races. But he has shown a lot of promise, and he delivered it on sale on Tuesday.
No doubt about that. Good to see Kate and Wayne Walters as well combining. I love it when the family combine for winners.
Yeah, we saw the family come to the fore later in the week, which we'll touch on shortly. But yeah, Kate and Wayne Walters always find a winner when they get together. I think they've got a good chance in Casterton Cup on the weekend as well.
And then what about Thursday? It was the Linda Meach Show, winning four races and almost making it six from six because she was beaten very narrowly on her other two rides.
I think Lukey Nolan spoiled the party at that last race at Kilmore on Thursday with that, just beating Linda by a nose. So, no, it was a great day. And to bring up 100 winners for the season whilst winning four winners and 2 seconds is great, great effort for Linda. And we listen to her get her 100 winners now.
And Aloof is going to straighten up a length in front of Malk, who leads the chase. Then Mission Vision called upon to the outside. Grand Crown runs on. Aloof the leader. Malk running a big race. Favourite Grand Crown down the outside, though. Aloof followed by Malk, and Grand Crown out wide is getting to them, the favourite. He's going home the better Grand Crown. This will be the ton for Meach. Grand Crown by a neck to Aloof.
That's the sixth time that she's managed to ride 100 winners in a season. It is a phenomenal record, and she would have to be one of the hardest working jockeys around the state.
Yeah, Have Saddle Will Travel, I think, and say she now should be a short price favourite to win the Country Jockey Premiership of the Year. She won this award, I'll say, 7 or 8 years ago. Dean Yandel's won every year since, but she's now got a nice lead over Jamie Mott, so hopefully she can sustain that, stay out of trouble with the stewards, stay healthy, and actually ride for the remainder of the season.
And last year, I think she said, was her best year, 127 wins. So, touch wood, barring incident or suspension, she should be able to break that record this year with a couple of months to go. So, it was certainly the Linda Meet Show on Thursday, but you also found something from the meeting as well.
Yeah, my favourite segment.
Did you see that?
And Kunlun Shan moved up with Drysdale Spirit. On the inside, I'm ready for this. Dash for D. Howling Wolf's about to pull out, and Mutant's going right up on the inside and running on. Drysdale Spirit, the leader. Mutant on the rails. Howling Wolf wide out. Howling Wolf took the lead, and Howling Wolf won it from either Mutant or Drysdale Spirit.
Yeah, Howling Wolf, won a really nice story of this. Howling Wolf is a horse that we've followed throughout the picnic season. I think it won 4 or 5 races in the picnic season, including the day at Hillsville. Got home in the second last to get the Punters Club a chance to get their money back. A nice win for Carolyn Knight, who unfortunately through the course of the week lost her father and a very close friend on the same day. Oh, so she was quite emotional after the win when she spoke to James Serafis on racing.com, but a fantastic result for her, and I think a real fill-up for her and the stable, particularly with Howling Wolf, such a strong, honest horse.
Oh, well done to Carolyn. Our thoughts go out to her and all her friends and family as well, but I'm glad to hear that Howling Wolf provided some tonic for her, and we were there the day that he won at Hillsville. He's a good horse, and they know how to celebrate.
The wolf whistles, the wolf calls.
How did it go, Darren?
Wolf!
Oh, that is the worst. That is the worst howl I've ever heard. Have a crack, Maggie.
Oh! I think that's better than Darren's.
We're missing Connor.
It is marginally better. We will work on that on the Country Racing Show in weeks to come. After this, time to spit a yarn with Simon Wilde.
From Victoria's racing heartland, the Country Racing Show. The people at the grassroots of racing. We're spinning a yarn on the Country Racing Show.
And it's great to spin a yarn today with a man who has taken all before him in recent weeks, especially down at the Bull, and I speak of Simon Wilde. We know his partnership with his father, Bill. He is a famous name down in that region, and the stable has been on fire in recent times. It's great to spin a yarn with Simon. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning. Well, thank you.
We got Maggie Payne here and also Darren Galley in the studio as well, and we're all very keen to find out how you pulled up from the Warrnambool Carnival, because I know Maggie Payne's pulled up a bit rough and so has Darren Galley, and they didn't have anywhere near as much success as you did.
Yeah, look, it's a very long week. We start with an open day on Sunday, and we have an open day at the stables, and then we progress to the Whalers Hotel, and we hire a room there. And so, we were, on the back foot early with those sort of functions, and then winning the Briley on Tuesday. I didn't actually plan on hitting the town. I thought I'll keep my powder dry for later in the week. And so, that all changed when gold medals sort of saluted. And it's a big week, and May Carnival hangovers just last a little bit longer than normal ones, but I'm on the straight and narrow now.
Someone on the back of the success of the Warrnambool Carnival, do you now try and maintain the rage, or do you intentionally sort of pull back a bit and sort of catch your breath?
Oh yeah, we just, I mean, you know, everything goes on as normal really. We just sort of catch our breath and, you know, start planning the summer. Really, that's when, you know, we that's our busiest time through the summer months, you know, all the country cups and race meetings all around Victoria. So yeah, we start thinking about that now, what horses we've got to get in and for that spring summer period.
Well, on the back of that, gold medals ran second this weekend last year in the Castanet Cup. Had you always intended to take him over the sticks as he sort of matured?
Yeah, we did. He was. We earmarked him as a jumper, you know, fairly early. But he's a great horse. I mean, he's a real dual purpose horse. You know, he can mix jumping with flat racing and do both very well. You know, a lot of horses, once they start jumping, they get a little bit dour and their flat form leaves them. But he's one of these horses that he can do both, and he can do both at a pretty good level. You know, probably jumping is a really high level, and he's just a good Country Cups horse on the flat. So, he ran third in the Stall Cup this year. He won the Terang Cup last year. That's right on either side of last year's Briley. I think, he won the Terang Cup and then was second in the Cassidy Cup, and then went and won the Australian after that. So he's a legend of a horse for us. You know, he's just one of those really, really good, tough Australian horses.
Well, he's a legend of the bull as well, because he became the first horse in 13 years to complete the Briley Grand Annual Double. Let's have a listen to the closing stages of the annual. We'll insert the replay there. I'll pick it up and come to you now, Simon.
No worries.
It was a stirring finish. We were on the edge of our seat. The crowd were on their feet. As a trainer involved so closely with one of those horses, what goes through your mind during the running of the Grand Annual, and especially when it's such a tight finish?
Oh, you're really hoping that the horse is jumping well, and it's, obviously that's the first thing, the safety of the horse. And I could see in both races, he was ridden beautifully in the Briley, he was ridden beautifully in the Grand Annual as well, and just got into a terrific rhythm. And, sort of three or four jumps out, you can see it all starting to unfold. You know, he looked to be travelling really well. And, it's amazing, really, to think ZM and him, there's probably a half length between them in both races. And, it was nearly a carbon copy again on the Thursday, jumping the last in unison and then just having a huge battle down the straight. It was spine-tingling stuff. And I mean, especially, when you're associated with a horse like him, and it was quite emotional too. I saw a lot of our staff had tears in their eyes, when his number came up. And, I think the advertisement for jumping is just fantastic, because even that new race that Warrnambool had on the Wednesday with, I think it was the Dominator, that was just such a great race to watch. I mean, I never had a bet in it or anything like that, but it just thought for pure theatre, it was just, the jumping races were fantastic all week.
And Simon, outside the carnival, you've been prolific across the country circuit, winning the three Country Cups, and you've had a few good horses in Dodging Bullets and Floral Fever, who's been a great Country Cups horse for you.
Yeah, we love the Country Cup circuit. I mean, we target it. It's the type of horses we get, usually are country type horses, so I love going to the meetings. Cassidy's probably one of my favourite race courses, and we're going to be heading there on Sunday, and we've got a couple in the cup there. But we target them, and they're great fun, and the people are fantastic, and I do really enjoy it.
Hey, Simon, your father's a legend down there, and I know you worked very closely with him for so many years. What was it like growing up with your dad and working together so closely?
Yeah, well, that's where I got my enthusiasm for racing. I mean, my initial, interest in horses wasn't really racing. I sort of had this sort of, I loved rodeos and that type of thing, and breaking horses in. That's where my passion came from. But then I picked up the racing bug through Dad, and, he was always a dentist, and he trained horses as a hobby, and we've got such fond memories of getting the two horse float and heading off to some of these country tracks with the family in the front, and I'd strap the horse as a 10-12-year-old, and I remember not being able to sleep sometimes the night before, just being that excited to head racing with Dad. So yeah, we had a great, we had a lovely upbringing. I think it's a really healthy sort of thing for young kids. And we're fortunate that I've been able to grow the business, and we all get a lot of pleasure out of it.
And you've also spent a lot of time overseas as well. Can you tell us about some of the trainers that you've worked with over in England and America, and what that experience was like?
Yeah, look, it was when I left school, I said to Mum and Dad, I said I don't think I'm going to be heading to uni. I want to get as much experience in racing as I can, and So I headed straight. As soon as I left school, I went to England, and I was fortunate enough to work for the Queen's trainer, William Huntington. And, he had about 60 horses in work, and that was a marvellous experience. Wow. I went to an English derby and actually looked after one of the Queen's horses and was lucky to meet her. And
did you?
Yeah.
What was that like?
Oh, it was, it was, uh, was unbelievable. Both my parents were English, and they couldn't believe it, you know. And she's very short, but she's a very good horsewoman. She ran her hands over the horse, and you know, I was gobsmacked. But it was so it was a marvellous experience. And then after that, I went to a jumping yard, Nicky Henderson, in Lambourne, and spent a lot of time there. And he had about 100 in work, and they were all jumpers. So that was, to me, that was you know, I sort of as a kid watched the Grand Annual and Great Easterns and everything here in Australia, and to go and work with 100 jumpers was just an absolute dream come true, you know. And we went to Cheltenham and realised just how big jumps racing is in Europe, and yeah, so that was a marvellous experience. And I came home for a little while and went to Lindsay Park for a couple of years, and that was, you know, I thought that was amazing, the Colin Hayes' foresight in building that place, you know. Yeah. 30 years later, it was still a very relevant property, and you know, it'd match any sort of recently built place, and I couldn't believe his vision. You know, I thought that was just marvellous. And then after that, I spent a bit of time in America, worked for a trainer called Laura Desaroux, and at the time we were fortunate. She had a brilliant mare called Azari, and we took her to the Breeders' Cup, and she won the Breeders' Cup mare's distaff, and later on became American Horse of the Year. That, you know, I think it was the following year. So just so fortunate to have such a brilliant horse in the yard at that time. And it was shortly after that I came home and sort of, yeah, Dad and I, you know, became, I worked for Dad for a short period. He was still practicing dentistry, and then we became partners in the business, and then he stepped back, and yeah, here we are today.
So I assume, Simon, you haven't kept in touch with the Queen? You haven't been invited to the wedding?
No, actually, but my parents came over, and they got to meet her at the big open day, and that was the second time we met her, and they were just thrilled to bits. So no, but I haven't kept in touch.
Oh, it's been an amazing progression to where you are today, and it gives a great insight as to why you're such a brilliant trainer with a great strike rate, not just on the flat but over the jumps as well. And we can't wait to see gold medals whenever we get to see him again, maybe later in the jumping season, and the rest of your team going so well as well. Who's your best this weekend? You mentioned you're going to Casterton on Sunday. Do you like one there? Because Maggie's on your bandwagon, I believe.
Yeah, look, we're at opposite ends of the state this weekend. We've got a couple at Flemington and then down to Casterton with a truckload. But I'd say in the Casterton Cup, Straight Jacket trialled really well over the hurdles on Wednesday at Ballarat, and he's going to head jumping. And you know, if he's run second in the Casterton Cup before, and I think if he looks to have got through his trial really well, so I think he'll give a really good sight.
Oh, we like that. And you know, the other thing that we found out about Simon down at Warrnambool is that he's a fashionista. Did you see his coat on that final day when he knew he was going to have a handful of winners?
I didn't see the coat, but I did see a little beret arrangement he likes to get around, which is quite nice. It's quite smart.
Oh, look, okay, so the hat was from was about $4 from an op shop. but I did spend a bit of money on the coat. I thought when we had a little Savabeel colt that we bought in New Zealand and it trialled really, really well, I thought, geez, I better get some better clothes, because good chance this little fella will be saluting. But yeah, look, it's fashion's not my strong point. Training probably is.
Well, you don't need to be a fashionista the way the stable's going. Absolutely flying. And, mate, it's been a real pleasure to spin a yarn with you today.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks, guys.
I'm on the road again. It's where I want to be.
Here's what's coming up in the country calendar on The Road Ahead.
And it's another big week ahead on the country calendar. Maggie, where are we going?
Today at Wodonga, we're going to the Jack Ma Classic, the two-year-old classic at Wodonga. Sunday, we're heading to Bendigo and Casterton. Bendigo, they've got their RSL Museum race day at Casterton. It's Cup Day at Casterton, so head to Casterton on Sunday. Monday, we're heading to Mildura for racing, building up to their Cup Carnival in July. Race 7, though, Darren, we've got a special horse running.
Yes, for 65 Roses goes around again on Monday, so all proceeds from her winnings from Savo goes towards the 65 Roses group, so good luck for 65 Roses.
And continuing the racing on Tuesday, we're going to Geelong. Wednesday, we're out at Ballarat. Thursday at Mowi and backing up with the synthetic median at Pakenham. Friday, we've got our finale at Night Racing at Cranbourne with the Travis Harrison Apprentice Cup and Werribee during the day.
Yeah, always a big meeting, the Travis Harrison Cup, but it's a special race named in honour of Travis Harrison. I know all the jockeys and the trainers really set themselves to try and win that. So good luck to everyone out at Cranbourne on Friday night, wrapping up a very successful night racing season. That now leaves us with the most important part of the program.
Panning for punting gold this weekend. The Country Racing Show loads up with Victoria's best bet.
And I think it's fair to say we like to be honest with each other and give everyone 360 degrees feedback and honest appraisal. And you guys have been terrible. We haven't had a Big V winner for a long time. Come on, Maggie, what do we want?
Well, I'm heading to the Caston Cup, so hopefully we can find one there, Michael. Obviously, over the 2,000 metres, I'm going to stick with the Wild Runner. He had the second gold medals come second last year, so maybe we can find a Briley Grand Annual winner for next year. But I'm sticking with number six, Straight Jacket, out of the Wild Stable. I think its run at Warrnambool last week wasn't the best, but its third in Terrain Cup's shown me enough that if it gets rain on Caston, it should run all right.
Yeah, stick with the Wilds. That's a very smart ploy. And if Daz doesn't improve, we may well have to put him in a Straight Jacket. Which way are you going?
Well, as I said at the opener, I'm very much a royalist, being the Royal Wedding. So the omen tip today, race six, number 16, Care Factor. Don't like it. Has got terrible form. Has had 12 starts for no wins, no placings. Probably in line with my thinking of the Royal Wedding. So hence what I'm going to do is actually change and go to the Jacmar Classic, the Tyrrell Classic. Number five, Malevolent with Darren Weir and Jared Rule.
Have another crack at that.
Malevolent. Yeah. Malevolent. Relevant.
Yes. I think he's adding a few L's there.
Doesn't matter. As long as it wins. Third start, ran first up at Tauranga in the heavy. Didn't like the heavy. Second last start in Benalla on a firmer track behind a really smart one for Friedman. I think it's drawn inside. Should be get the run of the race and might be hard to beat at about $5.
Well, fingers crossed we can get a winner from one. Oh, it would be a miracle if we got both, but we will have all fingers crossed. Enjoy the week. Look forward to catching up with you guys next week as well.
Thank you.
Thanks. And for all the punters out there, good luck if you're having a bet. And wherever you may be around the state, have a great week of racing.